Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done.
Oh, yes, from the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the air. And later in the hour, we'll have from Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec. That's how you pronounce his name. Herjavec. He's the auto racer guy. Right? He loves to race cars. That's not how he made his money.
Dance with the Stars.
He's a computer guy, if I remember correctly, isn't he?
He's a rich guy. Let's just say he's a rich guy because he does well in business.
Yes. Can we have enough volume on Roberta and Jennifer so I can actually hear her?
I've got mine all the way up there.
Really? Roberta,
you must have. Turn your headphones up, Doug.
No, Roberta. Thank you.
We'll just shout.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody.
Hello?
Everybody out there listening, turn your headphones all the way up.
That's it, right? Rich McFadden at the controls. Maybe that's the problem. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. Things are happening hot and heavy and fast and furious and up and down and sideways and over under and yada booga unga lunga. I don't know.
I love it when you entertain yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm just laughing about the execution in Georgia. Let's think about all the things that are laughable today. Okay. The woman got executed in Georgia. Kim Davis saw the Pope.
That's the one.
That's something to laugh about?
That's the laughable one.
Hillary Clinton says she wants to kill Obamacare. You like that one?
She's got my vote.
The future of ISIS is bright. The future of Planned Parenthood, not so sure about that at this point in time. Yes. The one I think is so, but
the Pope or the people of the Vatican are not commenting. They're not saying.
I know. What if he did see
why
her?
Why would he have seen her?
Well, the Vatican never comments on private meetings that the Pope has.
Anyway. Well, what would they say?
Not.
If there was no private meeting, Kenny, would they say there was no private meeting? No?
No, they probably don't comment on that either way. Mm. They probably just don't. It's private whether it happened or not.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Amazon tablets available for $50. Begin shipping a new 7-inch tablet at $49.99 today.
Wow.
Is this the big deal of the day, Roberta?
Oh, Merry I would say Christmas. So. That's a deal. Mm.
That's going to be a Christmas hit.
Roberta is going
Christmas
to have...
presents.
Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report in a moment. You know, in terms of shopping, the touch screens that most of us have, whether it be our iPad, sometimes some of the computers now have that sensory experience, but you can use touch screens, if you're an online shopper, Roberta, to get things faster. The research shows that people are more satisfied and more engaged when they mess around online themselves. They see it, they click on it, they do all of the stuff that's necessary to pay for it. And by the way, if you want to know how the computer, what people do in hotel rooms, if you used to think it was hanky-panky, now the number one thing, according to research done in hotel rooms, isn't my baby does the hanky-panky.
No.
It's online shopping. People,
really?
They're more in the hotel room. More people are conducting
people
searches.
Need to have a lesson with these guys
for massage services.
Listen, I don't know what services are, but I know that I find that fascinating. Frankly, fascinating stuff. The bee population in America in trouble. It's not news, I don't think, to most people. But do you know why it's a problem? Do you know what's going on?
Pesticides is what they're in, and a specific pesticide.
Well, pesticides, but also climate changes, the alteration of temperature and weather conditions that have plagued a good deal of our country and the rest of the world are now thought to be responsible. And I don't know, this is research. This smells to me like research paid for by Monsanto. However, even if that's the case, it gives you something to think about. This is how exacting, think about this, folks. This is how exacting this research is. They measured the tongue length of bees.
Bees have tongues?
How do you do that?
Bees have tongues?
Apparently.
I want to meet the guy who does that and see what his business card says.
Forget that, I want to see the Shark Tank guy.
Yeah, I want to see how small his fingers are. How he gets out of bee's mouth for a tongue.
How do you pick up chicks with that job? You know?
Right.
You're in the bar. What do you do? I measure bee tongues.
I'm in bees, baby.
All right. The tongues of two American species of bees.
Small.
Oh, man. She's had an extra hour.
As I was going to say, she slept in this morning, so now we're going to have to put up with that for the next 2 hours. The tongues of two American species of bees have become a quarter shorter than they used to be. They've evolved because global warming altered the wildflowers that they feed on. So they don't need to have tongues as long. And so it's not just that they're dying. See, I don't see what the hardship is here. So the bees have...
the flowers changed, so the bees adapted.
Right. Good. Yeah, it's all about adaptation.
That's an awfully quick adaptation.
In 40 years?
That's very, very fast.
For something like that.
Yeah, that's very, very fast.
It does seem fast, doesn't it? All right. How many people are tracking the weather? Tropical
right
storm.
Right now, sir, I'm on my Doppler radar.
Really?
What do you need to know?
Yesterday, we were trying to beat the rain. I had about 450 bales of hay, and we went out to start baling at about noontime, and damned if it didn't rain. So we stopped.
I don't even feel sorry for you because I want what you have. I mean, it's 100 degrees here. No, rain.
Rain.
We got so much rain here in D.C.
Yeah, a lot
yesterday.
Of rain in the last 20 years. Well, overnight. Mm. So we stopped, and I gave up, and I went to chop corn and do some other stuff, plant some hay seed. And then the sun came out. Got humid. Woof. But we were able to dry off the hay, and so we baled most of it, not all of it. But now the weather has changed. We had a lot of rain last night. Next 4 or 5 days look like rain. Some of it is an offshoot from some of the tropical storms in the Atlantic. But nothing in the Atlantic this year like the Pacific. If you've seen some of these, you look at some of the computer, what do they call it, enhanced pictures of the typhoons they were slammed into, even though Joaquin is an East Coast hurricane, or it's a storm, may become a hurricane next day or so. National Hurricane Center says the computer models show a wide array of possible paths. A direct hit on the East Coast is what the news media is hoping for. Danger! Bulletin! Board up your home! Go to Home Depot! Let's see here. There are other weather systems, though. In the mid-Atlantic, Richie, where you are, Appalachians, I have to drive down to Harrisburg today. And that ought to be a good soaker, driving through the mountains. Ooh-wee, that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Ooh-wee.
Right, nice area, though. By the way, if you've never seen a bee tongue, Google it. I had no idea.
Bee tongues.
They're
long. What did you Google?
Bee tongue.
Really?
Bee tongue length.
I'm afraid to Google that.
Oh, boy.
No, it's pretty clean. Mm. But I know it looks like a stinger.
All right. From the trending box at DougStephan.com today, not only do we have the information about the Planned Parenthood hearing yesterday before the House, there is a ruling from a federal judge about super PAC contributions. And you're going to be interested in that, whether we have time for it in this half hour. I think maybe we'll touch on it because I don't want to give it short shrift. We'll do that story in the next half hour because it's a very interesting and impactful story, I think, frankly. And after all, it is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, so what I think carries a certain amount of weight. What I think's going to happen here in a minute or two is Roberta's going to deliver our Queen of Cheap report. You want to know how to save some do-re-mi, five
specials
great
on
waves?
Bee tongues.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Saving money for school and the essence of life is what Roberta is all about. She's lived it to the fullest, and now she's passing along her savings to you. That's up next here on
Good Day.
Are
we going to die soon?
No, it's okay, Roberta.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career. So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament Studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klingler zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. New tests conducted by the Environmental Working Group's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides lists sweet bell peppers at the top of the list of vegetables found with the most pesticide residue. A single pepper off the average grocery store produce shelf contained 11 different pesticides. Celery comes in at number 2 with the highest percentage of pesticides. Get this, 94.1%. The third is kale, where 53% of kales tested had multiple pesticides, with 10 different pesticides on one sample alone. And lettuce, number 4, with 9 different pesticides found on a single lettuce sample, with 57 different pesticides found overall. And finally, number 5, carrots, the first vegetable that grows underground to have a high pesticide load. 82% of carrot samples had pesticide residue on them, with 40 different ones in toto.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your child's cell phone has become a valuable educational tool? It seems that cell phones are the new way to cheat. Here's the social science of it. 26% of students store info on their phones and look at it while taking a test. 25% send text messages asking for answers. Get this one. 17% take pictures of the test. 20% use their phones to search for internet answers. And 48% warn friends about a pop quiz. And the new trend, 25% of all students say cheating is the same as a, hey, I'm just helping out a friend. What's the cheap psych trick? Before you say, my kid doesn't cheat. 52%. One out of every two teens admit to cheating. Educators cannot stop this new trend alone. Parents, it is time for a chat with your kid. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
I see McDonald's is going to start an all-day breakfast on October 6th. That is a long wait that's almost over. It's a long national nightmare, almost over, Roberta. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of specials for breakfast in select markets next week, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
A
probably
long national nightmare
shoot there,
is
you know?
Over, yeah. But, all right, so what do you have for us today?
What we have today, you know, it's back to school, and that means back to those dreaded school fundraising activities, things like selling the wrapping paper that's way too expensive and really ugly, or having to bake cookies and do bake sales and all that sort of stuff to raise money for your school. It's just a pain in the neck. I always hated that stuff. But right now, I'm going to tell you 5 ways you can raise money for your school, and you don't have to bake or sell a darn thing. Number 1, you probably already know about this. It's box tops for education. If you go to the store, you'll see a lot of packages have that little pink box tops for education thing on it. Well, those guys are worth 10 cents a piece. So if you start clipping them, you can redeem them and you can get money for your school or group. You have to register it, though, of course. Campbell Soup has something very similar. You can earn points that gain you points that can be actually redeemed for labels for education, it's called. And you can do it for sports, academic, art, equipment. You can sell old phones and tablets. We tell you how to do that. Kroger, Publix, Bilo, Harris Teeter has programs that you can get money for your school. And Smile at Amazon.com, my favorite way. Register your school. Everything you buy on Amazon gets money.